I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101, WOSU Public Media in Columbus. I'm speaking with Anthony McGill, principal clarinetist of the New York Philharmonic. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
We are actually here to discuss your most recent solo recording, Winged Creatures, and other works for flute, clarinet, and orchestra, on which you perform as soloist with your brother, the flutist Damari McGill, in, among other works, the world premiere recording of Michael Abel's Winged Creatures and Joel Puckett's Concerto Duo. So to begin with, tell us, if you would, how those two particular works came to be composed for you and your brother.
Yeah, it's really wonderful to be able to work with living composers and American composers at that. And the first piece that was written for us was written a few years ago and commissioned by the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra, who is the orchestra on the album, actually, and that's the Concerto Duo. And Joel Puckett is a composer in residence at the Peabody Institute in Baltimore. And at the time, he was actually the Chicago Youth Symphony's composer in residence. And so with that connection, and I used to teach at this institution years ago, we made the connection that maybe it would be great to actually work together in my hometown. And so he wrote this great piece for my brother and I, and we premiered it then. But this is its world premiere recording. And it's really exciting, really great work. And the other piece on the program that is a new piece is by Michael Abels. And Michael Abels is an African-American composer who I believe was based in Chicago years ago, but now is doing lots of film work and worked on a movie called Get Out with Jordan Peele that was hugely successful, and is a fantastic straight classical composer as well. And that is the title track on the album called Winged Creatures. And it's so awesome to be able to work with these composers that are doing such great things like now, because you get to actually, you know, pick up the phone and or see them in person and ask them, how did that go? How did you like that? Is that what you meant? Is that what you wanted us to convey from our performances? So I think people are going to really love these pieces. They're new and they're beautiful.
And what an exciting thing also to be able to be actively contributing to the repertoire.
Exactly. There aren't, when people think, if they name their flute and clarinet concerti, people probably don't have that many names of those pieces. And yet, alongside the Saint-Saëns and Danzy, which are classics for wind players, you know, pieces for the flute and clarinet, to be able to expand that repertoire, as you mentioned, is really, really important. And I think these two pieces, the Abels and the Puckett pieces, do so in such a great way. And it's really exciting to be able to be a part of their creation. And Sadie Records, our label, commissioned the Michael Abels piece, Winged Creatures. So this is really awesome. And they're based out of Chicago, where we're from, and you have the youth orchestra. So these are all the reasons why we're excited about it.
Sure, very much a Chicago project. And actually, your response there was a lovely segue into what was going to be my next question, which was, how did this particular recording project for the recording called Winged Creatures and Other Works for Flute, Clarinet, and Orchestra come about?
Yes, so it's a very interesting thing that Michael Abels actually describes some of this work as like a butterfly fluttering in the air and all of this stuff. And so that's kind of like the winged creatures part, and it feels like we're flying throughout the piece. But when my brother and I recorded our last album with Sadie Records, the trio recording, the next thing Jim Ginsberg, who's the owner and founder of Sadie Records, asked is, what is next? What is next? So someone had the idea was, why not continue to, we champion Chicago artists, let's champion the McGill brothers here in Chicago and bring them back and work with the group that kind of started it all, I guess, for them, which was the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra. So that's how this kind of all came together. And I think it's a really wonderful result. It's kind of like a coming home, but it's also a traveling, kind of flying freedom, pieces that are full of freedom and expression and forward motion.
So another lovely segue you gave me there. You and your brother actually made this recording, as you've mentioned, with the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra. And back in the day, when you were young musicians just coming up, you played with the Chicago Symphony Youth Orchestra as members of the orchestra. Could you talk a little bit about your experience as a member of that orchestra, what you learned from that experience that may or frankly may not have prepared you for the career that you would then go on to enjoy? Anything else for that matter?
Yes. I think my early years spent in the Chicago Youth Symphony were amazing, actually. The opportunities that I got and that gave me helped me fall in love with music, frankly. One of the first tours that I did with that orchestra was an international tour. I was like 12 years old, and my brother was in the orchestra playing principal flute, and I was sitting in the back of the clarinet section, and we went to Japan, and we toured all over Japan, had a bunch of concerts, stayed in homes, and I got to see the world, and I got to play Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony, and I was hooked. And from that moment on, I knew that this is what I wanted to do. I didn't know that I would be lucky enough to play in a professional orchestra, but I knew that I loved doing so. I loved playing with the young players that I was playing with. So to be able to go back to Chicago and play with this generation of Chicago Youth Symphony musicians and record serious music with them, with a serious label, and to have it sent out to everyone and have everyone listen from Columbus to Chicago to New York is pretty awesome. And I feel very lucky and blessed to be able to do that. It's a very special thing for us to be able to do this with the next and the next generation.
Well, Michael Abel's Winged Creatures and Joel Puckett's Concerto Duo, again, the two works that are world premiere recordings on your most recent recording, are two very different works. So if you would kind of talk us through each of them, what they're about or what inspired them and what they sound like, what we can expect to hear as we listen to your recording and progress through each of these works.
Yeah, I think the Michael Abel's Concerto called Winged Creatures is a work that is gorgeously shapen in a way that is, you feel like the title says that you're a winged creature, supposedly. And so he describes butterflies, but you could be any kind of winged creature flying through the sky and through traveling through the world and migrating throughout the different hemispheres. And it has that image. It kind of has a texture where you hear all these very fast, fluttery notes from the strings. Very fast notes. It's a very challenging piece, so you can listen for all of those. And in the flute and the clarinet, the parts are so complex, and they're going really high, really low. They're doing all of these acrobatic kind of motions. They have all these textures written into the music with all the notes. And he takes you to different places. So harmonically, you're traveling from a place of sweetness and sadness, and then you're going to a place of immense joy. So you're on a journey in this piece that is really stunning, I believe. And there are moments of peace within that where you just, if you're the winged creature, you kind of land. And you kind of take in your surroundings. And then you travel on to the next destination, if you will. And so every piece of music, I think, is a journey. And I think that this one travels really beautifully and masterfully through different worlds and different areas. And so if you take that journey and you kind of listen to it in that way, I think it adds a special quality to the piece.
And Joel Puckett's Concerto Duo. I know that the inspiration for this piece was rather different from Michael Abel's inspiration for Winged Creatures.
Yeah, Joel Puckett's piece Concerto Duo is a piece that really goes back to his personal connection with family, and not only with his daughter, but also with his grandmother, and the loving importance that music has in his life and his connections with his family members. So the piece starts off at the most youthful and energetic thing you could possibly think of, which is like a roller coaster, the Great American Scream Machine, he calls it. And this harkens back to those old wooden, scary, creaky roller coasters that we know and love. And I think actually one of them is in Ohio. One of the ones I'm thinking about, because I spent time in Ohio, is there. And in any case, it's really loud and exciting and screechy, and we're playing super high notes, and it's like almost like rock music. It's so thrilling. It's like that youthful spirit. And then as the piece progresses, you don't just see or hear that character. You come into the family recollections, the beauty of his grandmother's lullaby that she used to sing, and a song dedicated to the song he passed on to his daughter, and kind of a lullaby and song for her. And I think that it becomes very emotional and full of also this sweet sadness that I think only music can describe, this kind of listening and watching back and thinking about when your child was very young or when you were very young, and you can kind of remember what that was like when someone sang a song to you, but you don't really remember exactly what the tune was. So there's some of that in this piece that I think it makes it very special, very unique. And I think people will enjoy listening to that.
It's so unusual for two siblings to be so musically gifted as you and your brother are, and certainly to go on to the top levels of the musical profession as you and your brother have done. So I have to ask, when you and your brother were young musicians growing up, did you sort of play duets together a lot? In other words, is this recording something of a natural extension of how you two kind of grew up together as musicians?
Yes, certainly. This recording is a natural extension of that, because I grew up, even before I played an instrument, listening to my brother practice for a few years, actually. And so I learned probably what the sound of a wind instrument was because of him. And then when I joined the team, so to speak, and he was really into it, I got, you know, personal coachings from him when we would play things together or when I would play things for him. And then we started performing together. And some of the pieces on this album, we actually played together when we were teenagers. And so all of these years later, all of the things that have happened, all the practicing and auditions and failures and successes, it brings us back, because we never stopped really doing this, but now we get to present our sounds to the world in a way that is very special to us and meaningful, to be able to put together this particular program of works, new and old, some of which we played before and then others that are brand new. But the relationship there between my brother and I has been there for all of these years as musicians. And it's very special, because we consider ourselves, in a way, musicians first and people second and brothers third. No, but it's a really meaningful thing for us to be able to do this.
We've been speaking about the recording Winged Creatures and Other Works for Flute, Clarinet, and Orchestra. Anthony McGill, thank you again so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.